on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, the House of Representatives yesterday voted to raise the age to 21 for semi-automatic weapons like an AR-15. And they also, the bill, banned high-capacity ammunition magazines. So you don't go in there with several 30-round magazines to pop in. What was the vote? The vote was 223 to 204. Five Republicans voted for it. All the rest voted against it. Over 200 Republicans voted against it in the House to raise the age for an AR-15 to 21. Two Democrats voted against it as well. A fellow from Maine, woman from Michigan. Apparently, they think somehow their constituents wouldn't want this. But it passed 223 to 204. What are its chances in the Senate? Well, in the Senate, we have the filibuster. Moscow Mitch has said he would filibuster, even raising the age for an AR-15 to an 18-year-old who could also buy a couple of 30-round high-capacity ammo magazines. He's going to filibuster it. That means it takes 60 votes. There are no Republicans who are going to vote for it. But we have 50 votes. And one of the dirty little secrets that nobody is emphasizing is that even though it takes 60 votes to break the filibuster, the majority can get rid of the filibuster itself by only 50 votes, believe it or not. Only 50 votes. All that the Democrats have to do, and it's a big all, is to say, we are suspending the filibuster for this bill. This bill that the House just passed to raise the age to 21 for semi-automatic weapons. And by the way, we're also going to suspend it just for the Voting Rights Act, which is also being filibustered by the Republicans, that would provide for standard federal elections in all states. The federal government should set rules for federal elections. Wait a minute, they already do. Why do you think everybody has its election in November? Because they want to? No. Because the federal government said they have to for federal elections. Well, if they're going to do that, why not say, by the way, there should also be a 2 or 3 week period for mail-in voting. There should also be drop boxes. There should also be a certain number of voting machines per 1,000 voters. We could easily do that. Add to it, as in the Voting Rights Bill, SR1 and Senate Bill 1. Senate Bill 1 and HR 1, that you strip the ability of people arbitrarily to simply throw people off the voting rolls. We could easily do that, but you have to suspend the filibuster. Moscow Mitch suspended the filibuster for Supreme Court nominees because he wouldn't get any through the crazy ones he put on. He also suspended the filibuster when he was majority leader for presidential appointments. More than one of Trump's picks should have been in prison. They never would have gotten by. So if Moscow Mitch can suspend it when he's the majority leader, why don't we do it? And the reason we don't do it is because of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who won't go along with it. That's why we don't do it. We're going to go to the lines. Marcus of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Marcus?
Yeah, hi. I just want to make some comments about the gun bills.
Yep.
I agree that it would be constitutional to say that you could buy the guns, but you got to wait till you're 21, so I'm on board with that one. But I'm not on board with the smaller capacity magazines. And there's already background checks. And I read some of the red flag laws and some of the laws that were, you know, when they tried to do this a few years ago. For some of those red flag rules, they included things like people on certain
medications. Marcus, you're fading out. If you're in a speaker, could you take it off speaker and just speak into the receiver? Because you're making some very interesting points. I want to respond to them. Could you say that again?
Hold on a minute, please. Sorry, I'm trying to change my speaker.
Okay, say it again, Marcus.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to respond to what Marcus just said, because, Marcus, you're making a very interesting point. Marcus in Milwaukee is saying that he goes along with, he approves the idea of raising the age for an AR-15 or that kind of semi-automatic weapon to 21, but he does not agree with the restricting of the high-capacity ammunition magazines that presently can hold 30 or more rounds, and that's simply like a machine gun in the Korean War, Vietnam, or an M16. I mean,
no,
that's just simply
you
can spray a crowd and kill a lot of people.
Not.
So let me respond to it, Marcus, because you hit the nail on the head on the dispute, and I'm on the other side of this. From you, I do agree that the age should have been raised to 21 if that's all they can do, but I strongly agree that they should also restrict high-capacity ammo magazines that let somebody, an 18-year-old kid, sometimes emotionally disturbed, sometimes mentally ill, just walk in. And if it's at a gun show or something, there's no background check even. I'm going to point out the way I think this should be handled. And there was testimony from the murders at Uvalde. This terrific 11-year-old girl testified about she covered herself with blood from one of her classmates who was killed and just played possum. And he thought she was dead and didn't kill her. But she heard him with the teacher, and he said to the teacher, good night, and then he blasted her with an AR-15 and killed her. Now, the Chicken Hawk cops there heard the shooting and ran away. They ran down the hall. I mean, I'm flat out just telling what it was. The guy who hid and ran away in Parkland in Florida is facing criminal charges. There should be a grand jury convened. Every cop that did that should be fired. And the guy who ordered it, the head Chicken Hawk, should be presented to a grand jury for felony charges of deserting his post and not doing his duty. And the state Chicken Hawks, the Republicans, are backing the cops up. And the cops even handcuffed and threw parents on the ground who went in to try to save their kids. The cops in Uvalde are an impediment. They're an impediment, and 40% of the budget there is going to the worthless services they didn't provide. Now, Marcus's point is, and he's not alone. I mean, a lot of people would say, all right, raise it to 21, but let them have whatever capacity they want and so forth. And you have to ask, what is the reason for a high-capacity ammo magazine? What's the reason for it, and what cause will it be used? Here is my belief on this. And it really is surprisingly simple. There are certain weapons we do not permit anybody to have under the Second Amendment or anything else. What are they? Nuclear weapons. Even if you're a physics geek and you build a nuclear weapon in your backyard, you're going to be arrested and it's going to be confiscated, and it should be. How about chemical or biological weapons? They're increasingly easy to make. You try something like that, you're going to prison for a long time. How about shoulder-held missile launchers, javelins, to take out tanks? Try to get one of those, you are going to prison. It's confiscated. They don't want people near airports trying to shoot down passenger planes. How about machine guns? You get one of those, you're going to prison because they're combat weapons. The idea is that military weapons do not belong in civilian hands, and there's a consensus about that. And the only dispute right now has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. It has to do with, is an AR-15 a military weapon or a civilian weapon? And I think it's as plain as the nose on your face that an AR-15 is a military weapon. It's like a machine gun. In fact, if you had a bunch of guys with 1930s era Tommy guns against a bunch of guys now with AR-15s, the guys now would win. So I want to see Biden put in an executive order. It'll probably be held unconstitutional by Republican judges. But the Congress go back to it and just say, we're redefining military weapons. We all agree there are no military weapons in anybody's hands. Forget about 21 or 50 or 95. Nobody's hands. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Midnight Rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.